Moirid b'malchus evi. Your husband was a moirid b'malchus. He was. He was going against the king. For lo tzorach l'medainu. A person that goes against the king, you don't have to pask him. There's no shdin Torah. That's why you could do it even at night time also. Omroloi. She said back to Dabado, Adayin shol kayim, but still right now shol the king. For lo yotze tivecha b'olam. Like your tiva didn't go out in the world yet. People still know about shol, not about you. Is Omalo, so David said to Abigail, that Borech Taimech Bruchot, that you should be blessed, your Taimech, the time, the smell, the taste of you, and you should have a Brucha. Asher Kelisonia Yemazer, Mivo Badomin, that you saved me from killing somebody. Zomar Dormin Tarti Mashma, Domin is Mashma, two bloods, who was two? Elamalam, and it means like this, Sher Gilser Eshuka, that she uncovered her thigh, for holach la'oira gimel pasoyis, and like it lit up, it was so light, gimel pasoyis, it was lit up. So Rashi says, kilisoni menatoisi, you saved me, vidomim, dam nido shvichas dam. That's what it means. You saved me from two things. You saved me from killing, and you also saved me from dam nidus. What does that mean? That means like this, shagil sashuka, she like uncovered her thigh, v'nis avelo, and David had a big taiva to live with her, v'tova, and he asked to be with me, and she didn't listen to him. So it means that night Abigail saved David from two types of bloods, not from killing her husband, and not from living with Saul, even though she was an Eder. So he said to Ashmili, listen to me, let's be together now. Is she said to him, Zois, like don't do such a thing like this. Rashi can my pick a brachim. Like, it's not nice to do such a thing like this, like, to live with me now. Is Mechlau Diiko Achriti. So, Leitiel Zois Lechol Afuka, it shouldn't be like for a stumbling block for you. Like, don't do the Avera now. Zemora says, it says in the Pasuk Zois, Leitiel Zois. My case now shouldn't be for stumbling block. So, Tadiyak, Zois, this case, Mechlau Diiko Achriti. There's another case, and he won't be able to stand through that case. The next time Merapun Dabu with Basheva, they're talking live with her. Trashi, my Nino Maisa de Basheva, Maskon, the Mosad of Maskon, Haki Evi, it happened that Dabu would live with Basheva. Vachi Perushim, Midikar Malah. So Mer said that this is the right she was in Nevi'ah. Because she said Nevi'ah is that, yeah, I'm not going to be a stumbling block now. But Mashma, another time I will be a stumbling block. Like she said, Navua now, that Dov is going to have a stumbling block with Abasheva. That's what she said back to David. When she was going away, Omrule, he said to her, she said to him, Vaitav Hashem Ladoni, Vizacharti Samasecha. She said back to David that Hashem should be good to you, but you should remember me. In other words, she agreed, really, she wanted to live with David. She wanted to get married to David. She said, remember me. Is Omar Rav Nachman, Hainu Diyamrin, this is what people say. Issa saw a lady, Pahadi Shusa Pilcha. When they talk, they have the needle there also, they're still weaving. In other words, that they also put a good word in for themselves. Rashi, Pahadi Shusa Pilcha. Im Sheisha Madaberis, even when Isha is talking, he tovah. She's still weaving. Kleimar, im shehima daberes ima abayla heskiru lo yasatzma shim yomos yisienu. Even though she was talking about her own husband, like, don't kill my husband, she also put a word in to say that lu yitzui, he dies, then you should know, then I'll marry you. She also spoke about herself that she would really want to marry David. And Nika the Army, some says like this, shvil v'yozo bar avza. Even when the abs of the geese stop talking, but their eyes are still going further. In other words, she still had a mind for herself. How do we know Chulda was Nevi'ah? The Yasid Apostle says, Vayela Chilkiyo HaKoyin, V'yachikon V'yakfor, U'vemokom D'koyye. And it says there, Chulda also says there. Yeah. The end of the passage. So try it. She Chulda was a nevua. So Moreh Takashiv Makim Dekor Yirmiyo Heichem Is Naboi. Lechur Yirmiyo was also a navi at that time. So how come Chulda said nevius if Yirmiyo was a navi then? Is Hechi misnava iu. Is Amr, they said, Amr be Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Chuda Kroivis Yirmiyahu Hoysa. She was a relative to Yirmiyahu. He didn't care, even if she would say Nevius also. So therefore, Yirmiyahu gave her permission to say Nevius. But the kasher is, V'yashiyo gufa, Hechi shavik Yirmiyahu Mishad l'gabo. How come Yishayo sent a message to her, to ask her, why didn't Yishayo go to Yirmiyahu? Army Deve Rab Shila Bivne Shah Noshim Rahmoniasain. They wanted to go talk because she'll have more Rahmonis on them. The Messiah said the lady has more Rahmonis. Rab Yechin and Omar, Yirmiyahu Heavy Hasim. Another terrace is that at that time when Yishayahu sent a message then, he wasn't around. Yirmiyahu wasn't there then. Therefore he had a gadaf to go to Chulda. Heavy Hasim. Yirmiyo went to be master the 10 Shvatim. So he wasn't around at the time they did the Nevius. Therefore, they only went to Chulda. Uminolon the Ahadri. How do we know that Yirmiyo brought back the 10 Shvatim? You'll see what the pasuk says. Ki ha-moicher ela moicher la-yoshef. That means selling to buying back won't return. Ef she-yoivu voto v'novi misnabolov shivatel. That yoivu will be bottle and nobody talks about it. And what I'm talking about now is selling, and you get it back again. But that's a din in Yovel. At the end of Yovel, you get it back again. El Malamed, it means to tell us, Shemiyo Hechziron, that Shemiyo made the 10 Shvatim come back again. Shrashik, Efsha Yovel Botel, that Mishagolo Aseres HaShvatim, Bimei Chizkiyo, when the 10 Shvatim left Eretz Yisrael, that's when it was Botel the Yovel. Shenema Lechol Yoshveho, that Yovel is totally when all Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. And not when some Jews are outside Eretz Yisrael, then we do not have Yovel. Sakam, he was talking about Yovel, it's not Megeya. Elamai, Elamalamet, Shemiyo, Echziron. V'yoyse Shona, Shenimsa Seifa. V'yishona Shmoina Sol Yeshayo. So Mashmim Yol Taika brought back the 10 Shvatim to Eretz Yisrael. Now that they came back to Eretz Yisrael, there was a locha of Yovel. So it's good why he spoke about selling your fields, about giving it back, the end of Yovel, because it would be Nogeya. Because Yirmiyahu went to bring all Klai Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. Weiter. V'yishayo ben Omun. Melech Alein. He was the king over them. You see, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Mahatziun Alaz Asher Ani Roya." Vayomer Elav Ansha Yir Hakever Ishur Lakim Asher Bom Yehuda Vayikras Advarim Elo Asher Asisa Alam Isbeach VeBeis Kel. Yeah. VeChimativo Yishayo Alam Isbeach VeBeis Kel. What does Yishayo have to do with the Isbeach that was in Beis Kel? Elamalamed She Yishayo Mela Molachalayim. That Yishayo was the king over them. He was the king of that place. Rav Nachman Omer Mehocha, from this pasuk that says, Gam Yehuda Ashos Kotzir Loch Beshuvi Shvusami, that you see they made a king when the Shvatim came back again. So there was a matzah that the Shvatim came back. Rosh Ashos Ksir means Osa Chayil Gdula. They made a big greatness about it, like they point to somebody when they brought back the 10 Shvatim. Fighter. Esther, how do we know Esther was in the Nevuah? Tehsiv, Vayhi Bayem Ashlishi, Vatil Bash Esther Malchus. She put on Malchus, Rati Gemara. Big day Malchus, mi bole. She should have said she put on the clothing of kingdom. What do you mean, Malchus? Ela Shelovshosa Ruach HaKodesh. It means Esther was in the Nevuah. And now she got Ruach HaKodesh, now she got a Nevius. Ksiv Loch, it says over here, Vatil Bash. You see, Loshin Ruach Lov Shalosh goes on Ruach HaKodesh. So you see, Esther was a Nevuah. Via. Omer Rav Nachman. Lo Yoye Yurosa Lenoshe. It's not good for an Isha to be a Yehura, to be a Magaivnik, to be haughty, to be too high. Tarti Noshe Yehura in heaven. There were two ladies that were big shots, Yehura in heaven. Osni and Shemayu. And Hashem changed their name for the bed, changed the name into the bed. Chada Shema Ziburta, one name was Ziburta, like a hornet. The Chada Shema Kakushta, and one name was Kakushta. So these were two people, Rashi says,
Ziburta Devoira. Karkushta, that's Kulda. These are the two names that got changed around. As both of them said like Divrei Gaiva, and that's why the names were changed for the bed. Ksivbo, it says like this. Vatishlach Vatikru Leborak. That Devoira went to call to Borak. Vilu Iyo Loyozla Legabe. She didn't go to Borak. She sent a messenger. As if to say she's too great to go to him. So because of that, Devoira's name was changed over to Ziburta like a hornet. Karkusha, well, that's going on. Achuda, Ksivbo says by her, Omru Liish, she said, tell the man, Vlo Yomru Omru Lemelech, she didn't say, go tell the king. So it's also like a gaiva, she didn't talk nicer to the king, so because of that, they changed over her name from Chuda to Karkusha. Omru Rav Nachman, Chuda Mibnei Bonim Sho Yeshua Hoysa. Chuda, she was from the children of Yeshua. Ksiv Ocha says over here, Ben Chachom, Uksiv Hosom, Chachas, Uksiv Hosom, Vitimnos Charas. So you see, it has to do one the other, that Chuda was from the children of Yeshua. Esrei Avakash on you, Esrei Ravina, Sabol Rav Nachman, Shmoina Neviim, there were eight Neviim, Vehem Kahanim, Yotzu Mirochav Azoyna, came out of Rochav Azoyna. V'yelu Vein, these are the eight Neviim, Neiro, Boruch, Vesoro, Machsi, Miyo, Chagyo, Chanamel, Visholim. We have Yehudu Roima Av Chulda, Hanaviya, Mibnei Bunea, Sherachav Azoyna Hoysa. That Chulda also was from the children of Rachav Azoyna. So it's a stira. How could you say that Chulda was from Yeshua? Here it says Chulda was from the children of Rachav Azoyna. That Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Ben Tikvas by Chulda. Uksiv Hosom es Tikvas Chut Hashonit. Because by Rochav Azoyno, that she let the two spies down with the chut. So you see that what, that Chulda was from the generation, the children of Rochav Azoyno. So Omalei, Ina Saba, some say Ina Saba said it. V'yarmala, some say Pas Yuchmi, another expression of a person said it.
What's she saying here?
Like a black thing. What?
Black bull.
Like both here, is minoch and minoch testayin. That for me and you together we'll have a good pshat. Shmaitato. The pshat is like this. The exposed true. The igaira. Rochav Azoyna became a ger, she became a Jew. The nasva Yeshua and Yeshua married her. So both psukim are true. Chulda came out from Rochav and she also came out from Yeshua because they both married one another. For the Gemara, Yeshua, or Nasu Yeshua, for the Gemara, Mihabul Aizarul Yeshua, did Yeshua have any children? For Aksir, the Pasuk says, Nun, Benoi, Yeshua, so we dashin that Benoi, Beni, Loheve, that Nun, Benoi, Yeshua, we dashin that Yeshua didn't have any children. Trashi, Nun, Benoi, Yeshua, Benoi, Eshevet Ephraim, Miyachas Akosiv, Ad Yeshua. Om Yeshua Lamatul Yichasish, it doesn't say any children after Yeshua. So with Ashen, that means Yeshua didn't have any children. So how can we say now that Chulda came out from Yeshua? The Teretz is, B'ni loy hevilei, or B'nosin hevilei. True, he didn't have any children, boys, but I call upon him girls he had. So Mela from the girls, that future generations, came out Chulda.